I mentioned yesterday the theme this year for the camp is the Creed, the Apostles' Creed. And what a great thing to memorize. Brother Eddie, putting that together, also felt a song for Sunday will be, what's the name of that song again? I'm sorry. All Creatures of Our God and King. And the choir is going to sing that for us. How many of you here have someone on your heart that needs a healing, that needs a touch? Could you just raise your hand? We want to pray today. We may not know the details, but we know the resurrected life of Christ. And we may not know the details of everyone who's on your heart, but we can join in faith and believe together for them. How many of you have someone on your heart that you... you've been praying for her, and you so desire, as Brother Tom mentioned, that song, All That Thrills My Soul Is Jesus, and you want that experience for them, and they're on your heart today. Yeah, I have some very close ones on my heart. God has to do that work by the Holy Spirit, and prayer is everything. It's not all we can do, it's all we should do, right? I want to ask that we just join in faith together. And like I said, we may not know each other's details about who's on your heart, but we can have a combined faith and pray for these. So will you join me? Father, we want to pray today for the needs represented here. Perhaps some here need a physical touch. Your life is here. And Lord, we're so grateful that in the atonement there was this provision that you would touch us, body, soul, and spirit. And we thank you. And we take faith today. Lay your own hand, Savior, on that person and touch them, we pray. We ask, God, for those who are on our hearts today that need a touch, that are suffering, Lord, some who are your children and some who are we are acquainted with who don't know you. But your compassion and your mercy is everlasting. And we ask today in faith, Lord, joining together, that you'll meet them and touch them. That, Lord, they'll find that even as we pray as the body of Christ and lift these needs before you, they'll find that things are changing and turning, and that you're meeting them physically, emotionally, spiritually. We believe you to do this. And Father, there are those that we have on our hearts that need to know you in a greater way. That perhaps, Lord, are some that we've been praying for who, Lord, need to know this salvation, need to know the forgiveness of sins, need to know that they can have a walk with the Savior. We pray for them today. But we also pray for those that perhaps have lost sight of you a little. Perhaps, God, have wandered. We ask that you will draw them unto yourself, Lord. We pray this. We believe you to work and to meet them, Lord. You move by your Holy Spirit. And we just are grateful that we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us. You're so true, Lord, and so good that way. We pray in a larger sense that, Lord, for all you bring to camp, that healing power will take place. Yes. You'll touch, you'll heal, you're saved. You'll save. We believe you to do it. And we ask it, Father, all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we sing yet the camp theme? We'll also wait on you for a Sunday offering. Again, this offering this morning goes to the Children's Fund. It's 3... You should know that, right? 385, Holiness Unto the Lord. 385, and let's stand together and sing this. Thank you, Lord. We praise you.
Walking with Jesus in garments of white.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, dear Lord. We worship you. Oh, we worship you. We thank you for that call, oh God. We thank you for that call. Oh God, we worship you. Praise the Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, dear Jesus. We thank you, Lord, oh God. Yes, dear Jesus. We thank you, Father, for that call unto holiness. And we ask, Lord God, that we'll never put that first, but we'll always put you first. Make us what we ought to be. We ask, Lord, that we'll open our temple doors wide to you, that you, Lord, through the Holy Ghost, will be able to give us the very nature of Christ. Guide us and lead us, Lord. Of all the things that we think we need as Christians, we need more of you. We desire more of you. So meet us, we ask. We're thankful for your word. We're thankful, Lord, that we find you in every page, every word, every sentence. We ask that you'll give us ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.